Okay, so to be or not to be, that is the question. Imagine Shakespeare, like that's who he wanted to cast. Like that's the kind of pronunciation and sound he wanted in his plays. I don't think they would have been as popular. To be or not to be, that is the question. Shakespeare, fun fact about Shakespeare, he was a pedophile. No, I'm just kidding. But you may have believed it. Okay, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about to-do lists. If you're like me, you love to-do lists because you get a nice dopamine hit, scientifically proven, yay, science, that when you write your to-do list and you cross off that thing that you just did, doesn't that feel good? That you accomplished something, that you did something. Very good, very important on those low days, very important on those high days. It doesn't matter, man. But, well, actually, this is why, if you're like me too, if you have a to-do list of, let's say, 10 things, and you did something extra that wasn't on the list, then yeah, you said it. You write that extra thing in for number 11 and then cross it off right away. It's that nice dopamine hit. It's beautiful. So, you like to-do lists. I get it. Do 30 curls of 30 pounds. All right. Then walk the dog. Do your emails. Make lunch. Mop floors. Flirt with stranger on internet. Swipe right 30 times. Get no matches. All right. So we're doing all the to-do lists. And as cheesy as it sounds, and I know it's been oversaid before, we should be focused on the to-be lists. And I want you to try that one day. Nope, I made that mistake again. I don't want you to do anything. It might benefit you to try that one day. And I'm inviting you to try that one day. So instead of writing down all of your to-dos, and before the end of the day, if they're not all crossed off, you feel a little shitty and guilty that you didn't work as hard. I'm a perfectionist, let's say, if I wanted to label myself. I've been working extremely hard over the last 3 years with my business and speaking engagements and coaching. So, yeah, working nonstop. At the end of the week, you do so much and you kind of forget what happened during the day. You have everything crossed off and it feels like you did so much, but at the same time, you didn't move anywhere, you didn't get anywhere. So, a to-be list goes something like this. You wake up in the morning, you do that routine, but I want you, nope, I'm inviting you to write down how you want to present yourself that day, how you want to express yourself that day. What emotions do you want to embody that day? Interesting, right? Because you can still get all your to-dos if you're dealing with a low mood, right? But what if it's the kind of the fake it till you make it, and you tried this to-be thing, and you said, okay, I want to embody optimism today. I'm just going to play this character. I'm going to play an optimistic character today. And that's what I'm going to put on my list. To be today, optimistic. Okay, I want to embody that. What else do I want to embody? Maybe energetic. From 9 a.m. to noon, okay, and then I'm gonna embody from noon to 1 a meditative character where I rest and digest my meal and I chill out a little bit. And then I want to be understanding. That's who I want to be today throughout the meetings in the afternoon, to be present, to be understanding. And you know why this is valuable, my friends? Well, I just said it. It's valuable because the to-be list is in direct line with your values and who you believe you are, or who you believe you should be, or who you want to be. Like, you can have all the to-dos, but you can be an asshole getting done everything on your list. Obviously, you can be Bill Lumberg getting all your stuff done. Yeah, hi. Like, seriously, if you didn't get that thing, then you're probably too young. You can be Bill Lumberg, get everything done. Have coffee breath, right? Make people work late, be a total dick. Or you can get your stuff done at the same time as living by what you deem is important, like understanding, like empathetic, energetic, optimistic, right? Healthy. So instead of the to-do list today, I want you to try out the to-be list. No, I don't want you to. I'm working on that one. I'm inviting you to try out the to-be list. Give it a go. See how it goes. See how you feel. What character do you enjoy playing? What feels most like you as you go about your day? Does something feel forced and you don't feel quite right? Get back into the body. See how it feels. Got to turn those thoughts off because the to-do list is all around thoughts. It's all the mind. All day long, we have a coffee and then we sit and our mind races and our body feels like flubber, blubber, ass. I know. Not good. So, if you embody a different character, how does your body feel? Embody. How does your body feel when you're playing that optimistic role? Jot it down. Do a voice note. Take notes. See how you feel that day. It's a cool little challenge. And if you're into this kind of stuff, well, all the links in the description to check out the 6-part video series, conqueranxietycourse.com. If you want to meet me, that would be a great way to do it. But try out the to-be list. To be or not to be? That is the question. You can do this and you don't have to, man. If you just wanted to listen to my beautiful voice, mission accomplished. But if you want to try the to-be list, go for it. This has been Scott St. Marie. Don't forget to write a review, share this on iTunes, and share the Spotify link, and do all that stuff if you don't mind, because it's all ad-free. Thank you, my friends. Take care. Stay strong. Keep being you. And be something today.